At the Dallas County Jail, Sheriff Lupe Valdez greets detention officers and deputies at shift change. It's something she says her longtime predecessor apparently never did, and something she does frequently. Upon her election in 2004, Lupe Valdez became the first Democrat to hold that office in more than 20 years, the first female sheriff and the only elected female sheriff in Texas, the first openly gay sheriff and the first Hispanic to hold the office. She also inherited a department with morale problems, a jail that failed to meet the state standards because of unacceptable medical care, too few guards for the inmate population, as well as poor sanitary conditions.
I'm trying. There you go. Hey, how's it going?
As she walks to the intake area where prisoners arrive for booking, she says things are a lot better now.
We will show you where they used to be kept. It was literally a cell where you just dump people in, and it is no longer that way. Now we have what we call direct supervision.
She directs attention to a couple of large waiting areas, rows of chairs where inmates sit and watch TV until called.
And they're pretty much in the open because direct supervision is pretty much inmates are not kept like animals. And they behave a lot better. They calm down. They don't have the anger, the fight.
Now, are we standing in your biggest challenge, the jail?
Biggest opportunity. We're standing in my biggest opportunity. We are meeting almost weekly on how we are going to put in a new mental health section in this area and how we're going to put in a new infirmary in this section. If you didn't see it before, you can't possibly know how much it's improved.
But Deputy Mike Ramirez, president of the local Latino Peace Officers Association, doesn't see a lot of progress. The four associations representing Dallas County deputies and detention officers are supporting the sheriff's opponent. They accuse Valdez of allowing county commissioners to run the department and make budget cuts. Ramirez also says promotions are slow and veteran deputies have lost key positions to people hired from the outside.
She's had 3.5 years in office. We've seen firsthand, because we worked there, that she does not have the experience to run this department. You know, we need some new leadership, we need some new guidance, and that's why we chose to go with the little candidate. This department is a good department. People that really want to see our department change and move forward in a positive direction, but she's holding us back, you know. She's hardly ever there. She won't meet with her own people, but yet she has time to meet with people outside the department.
Dallas Sheriff's Office.
Valdez says she's bringing new best practices from the outside in her effort to reform the department, and that's rankled some people. She says she has met with employee groups and interacts daily with employees through department commanders.
Let me tell you one of my favorite stories is, and one guy said, "Can I walk with you while you want?" And I said, "Sure, come on." He said, "You know, I didn't vote for you." And, you know, I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." You know, he said, "But shortly after you came in, I went to Iraq. And then 2 years later, I came back." He said, "I couldn't recognize the place." The important thing is they can see the difference. And that's why I really don't have any fear of the associations, because the members are in there. And they're the ones that have seen the difference and seen the change. And they're the ones who talk to relatives, to family members, to their church members, and say, "You should see the difference."
At Valdez re-election headquarters, volunteers spend an afternoon stapling door hangers for a weekend block walk.
My name is Brenda Johnson. I've known Lupe for several years, and she's one of the most honest people I know.
My name's Guy Jones, and I'm just sort of excited about having a woman as our sheriff. I think that's a really cool thing. It's being more inclusive, and I think that's a very good thing.
Dallas County Republican Party Chairman Jonathan Nearman says straight ticket voting in the 2004 Democratic swing in Dallas County brought Lupe Valdez into office, not qualifications. He says the push is on to get out the Republican vote next month. Meanwhile, Steve Tillery at Dallas County Democratic Party headquarters sees no let-up in the momentum of Dallas County Democrats. He says requests for Lupe Valdez yard signs are running second only to Obama. B.J. Austin, KERA News.